You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
This is Candace Wiggins, and you are dishing and swishing. It was like watching, it was like being a part of this history, and not because I was, you know, on the team. I definitely remember when I went to the gym, there was a lot of, I could feel, you could, like, as a Stanford player, like, all Stanford players, and you all, like, kind of, like, bonded over this over the years. We know what it's like to be a Stanford basketball player. We know what it's like to be doubted by, you know, like, against teams like Tennessee or UConn or something. We know what it's like to be the underdog on the basketball court. We also know what it's like to be seen as a Stanford athlete, whatever that means or whatever that is, a Stanford basketball player. So for me, it's like I could feel what the team was feeling. I know, like, the, you know, UConn's going to win for sure. Everyone's kind of, like, assuming that. And, you know, people have their minds about what Stanford is. And I was just so happy to witness, you know, my Stanford girls, them, not me, you know, separate from me, watching them kind of just, like, destroy all the preconceived, whatever it was, that UConn was just going to win flat out, and just kind of seeing them believe that they can win. And, you know, being in the locker room, the best part was going to the locker room after the game. You know, Condoleezza Rice was there. Everyone was there, Jane, you know, all the alums, and everyone kind of said something. Even Condoleezza got to say something. We all got to say something, and it's like because we're all chipping in, we're all part of the win. And Tara, though, her words were the strongest in the locker room, and it was awesome what she said. You know, they believed that they could win, and I was just a spectator. So I was just really excited as a spectator seeing it and not having to necessarily be a part of it. Because, you know, the last time UConn lost, I was there. I played in the game. It felt good to not have to play in the game. And the team, Stanford team, can prove how great they are. Yeah, and I played with Kayla Peterson and Jeanette Pullen. And let me tell you, seeing Jeanette go off like that, like, it for me, I was a senior when she was a freshman. So whenever I go and see Jeanette, and Jeanette came to my WNBA game last summer, she came to the Sparks game, she's from Southern California, came to Bray Linda High School, and, you know, Jeanette is like, she's like freshman, you know, like, I remember her as her first year in Stanford, and just, like, all the potential she had, and I knew that she could be a great player, you know, and to see her go for 31 points against UConn at home in Naples, like, she earned that, she deserves that, like, I'm so proud of her, you know, and I can't help but show it the way I show it.
Part of what made the game fun, at least as a spectator watching it on TV, was seeing you and Jane, and actually in seeing Condoleezza Rice so into the game.
Oh, yeah. She's incredible. I mean, oh, my gosh. She's such a, I mean, she's like, you know, I talk about me being a fan from Stanford, but she is like just a sports fan, and she's such a genuine sports fan.